Hello, everybody. Welcome to Answerable Questions with Questionable Answers, the show in which we try and answer some of life's meaningful and meaningless questions. Today is a first on this fine podcast of ours.
I'm so excited.
We have a guest. We are not three, we are four. We have the wonderful Sophie Gallagher with us, Deputy Lifestyle Editor at The Independent, contributor to the BBC, and specialises in the area of relationships. Sophie, pleasure to have you on board.
Thank you very much. Thanks for inviting me.
Wow. So you will be helping us answer this easy question. What should you do if you know a friend is being cheated on or is cheating on someone? Sophie, you could look very bad straight away.
So a few things I want to get out there. So I actually, when we were talking about this, the first thing that sprung to mind was I actually had a friend who came and told me I was being cheated on. Yes. She's a wonderful friend and has the kind of bravery that I don't think I might have had in that same situation.
Wow.
So yeah.
I have personal experience
on both sides, actually. I also knew someone who was being cheated on. So she came to me, this friend. I was kind of in the midst of a breakup. It was 2012 maybe.
Yeah.
Can't remember. Let's not age it. Time she came over to my house. We're at university and she kind of sat me down and I was obviously doing the whole histrionics about this guy. Do we stay together? Do we not?
Oh,
and she
goodness.
Just looked at me deadpan and was like, I've got something to tell you. You know when your stomach sinks and you think, oh, I knew it's coming. And she just said, I know he's been cheating on you. Like, I've seen the evidence. That was it. And it made the decision for me, obviously. But I'm so, so grateful for her doing that. When I look back on it, at the time I was quite upset. And I was quite hurt by her telling me, but for the next 10 years have been eternally grateful for her doing it. Because that's such a hard thing to do, isn't it?
Were you guys close before?
Her and I, you mean? Yeah, we were quite close. We'd known each other for a while. She's a friend from school. But I think that really cemented her as a... one of those loyal friends you kind of think sometimes you say the things I don't necessarily want to hear, but that's exactly the kind of people you need around you, I think. So yes, that was something that I look back on with gratitude.
What do you think of that, Chris?
I think that is a real friend, personally. I think you want your friends to tell you the truth, and it's, first of all, I mean, that's incredibly brave because no one wants to be the bearer of bad news.
That's the thing. I could have turned around and just said, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
And that could have been the end of our friendship.
Yeah.
That could have gone really nastily for her.
And I think it just shows that the person values you more than their own comfort in a way. Like, I'm prepared to put myself in a really difficult, uncomfortable position because I want the best for you.
Yeah.
I just think
and possibly even your friendship as well.
You know,
to put that all in jeopardy, kind of thinking, this is for the greater good, long term.
Because we probably also had friends who they break up with people, they get back together. And, you know, in the meantime, if you sort of slander the person they've broken up with, when they get back together again, then all of a sudden you're the baddie.
Yeah.
And they
keep
your arms
on the table by that point.
That happens to people I know. It's not a cheating one, but very quickly, there was a couple I know, and another couple, and the second couple in question, they thought that they'd broke up, and she said, oh, it's she looked quite sad, and she said to these friends of mine, oh, it's about boyfriend
so-and-so.
And I, yeah, sus and I. She went, yeah, and they went, oh, thank goodness you've broken up with me. We always thought he was a bit of a knob. No, we haven't broken up. And like,
ouch.
Still,
you've always got to be a bit careful in sticking the knife in.
But going back to the whole cheating thing, I mean, so you were you thinking of breaking up anyway?
Yeah, so we were kind of in the, I'm going to describe it as teenage thing of that, you know, lots of drama, which I thought was passion, but actually is just toxic.
Classic.
Yeah.
That classic. And we were kind of, I think maybe we'd broken up for a couple of weeks and I was thinking about retrying and all that kind of stuff. And I think she just thought, this is time. If I don't do this now, then they'll get back together and, you know, feel guilty. And yeah, I was really, really grateful for it. I confronted him. He denied it. But obviously, by that point, I kind of had made my mind up. So yeah, I'm really grateful.
It's interesting. See, I think that's great, obviously. And thank you for being very honest with the story. Immediately, I think of friends of mine who are married, good friends of mine. And I know he's cheated on her.
Oh, wow.
Not while they were married, but they were long term. I'm friends with the girl through him, of course. I didn't mention anything, and I think it's ultimately it's not my sort of I don't know what she would have felt, but I wouldn't have said anything to her. And I'm glad that nobody did say anything to her, because actually, even though that's piss poor behavior from him, and I don't condone that, I think that I remember a few of the lads and I talking about this, and we all thought, this is some daft insecurity that he needs to, not needs, that he feels he needs to get out of his system. None of us condone that. We all said, you're an absolute mug. For a number of reasons, she's perfect for you, blah, 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 blah. But even if she wasn't perfect, nobody deserves that. But none of us said anything, and I'm glad nobody said anything, because he kicked that into touch without her knowing, and they're now happily married and blah,
was
blah, blah.
Was he encouraged to come clean, though? Like,
yeah, mate, did you say anything to him?
You can't, you know, we need
because
to build
it's hard
a relationship
there,
on trust.
You're not her friend, so you don't want to go to her, because that's exactly. really tough. Yeah. But him being your friend, you're right. Like, there's a bit of an onus on you. You know, you guys are all looking at it thinking, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's a difficult one. I think it depends who the relationship you have is. Ultimately the depth of relationship, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because I think if it's... I don't know, your neighbours who you sort of say hi to.
I just don't think that's your place at all, getting involved in other people who, you know, if you don't have a relationship with them. Yeah. You know, just being like, hey, he's cheating. I'm not sure
that's true. Tannoy.
We haven't met.
There's a banner on the motorway as you're driving home.
Yeah, that's not conducive for a first meeting, is it? My name's Sarah, how you doing? Yeah, if I'm, by the way.
Do you know your boyfriend's cheating on you?
It's a great icebreaker. It really warms people up, I think.
So what do you think of this? Sarah.
If it was a situation of I knew that someone was cheating on a mate, I like to think I would do what Sophie's friend did, and I would tell them. Whether I'd have that courage, I don't know, but I really hope I would. But I think if you don't know the person,
do you think the area is perhaps a bit more gray? So say if you knew a friend of yours was being cheated on or had been cheated, but you suspected it was a complete mistake, it was a one-off, depending on the severity of the cheating, blah, 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 blah. I'm not saying I agree or disagree with any of this. I'm merely putting the question to you. do you think that may sway? Do you know, if you looked at that...
My mate has been cheated on.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Scenario. Yeah, but not necessarily
on a one-off basis rather than a long-term...
I still feel like you should tell them.
Okay.
But if it was that my mate cheated on their partner with someone I didn't know, then I'd be a bit like, not really my place.
Right.
If I don't know their partner, I don't have much of a relationship with their partner, I don't think that's at that point.
Would you, like, let's say there's a friendship group, would you, and there was someone within that friendship group who was close to the person being cheated, who was doing the cheating, would you basically get closer to someone via someone else, via a proxy? Like, you're really close, you know what's going on, you need to say something.
Yeah.
One layer back?
I think it's about the person who's hearing that news, who they need to hear that from.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
If it's from a very close friend. I want to hear it from someone who I have a deep relationship with, who cares about me, rather than just like Jimmy off the street being like, by the way,
again, you see that banner on the motorway.
But you might not have that choice, because if somebody who you don't know is good friends with a mutual friend of yours and they tell that person can't say, I've seen this. They'll say, I'll have heard it from this person. So you see, there's so many different sort of scenarios here. I mean, Sophie, what do you think in general? To try and answer that question head on, or certainly... part of the question, do you think that, as I say, honesty is always the best policy in every single situation? Because I described a situation there with a friend of mine, and I feel no need to sort of, why on earth would I mention that years on now? I personally felt, knowing the person as I did, this is some stupid thing they're going through. I will try and talk them out of this stupid thing. If they want to come clean to their partner or not, that's up to them. But I knew that this person would get out of this mess. And we certainly, my mates and I certainly told him in no uncertain terms to get out of that mess. And that we're all roses now. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, I do. So to be entirely candid, infidelity has been a massive part of my life. Family, my relationships, my friends' relationships. Like, it seems to have been, like, unfortunately peppered throughout a lot of things. And it is the reason for every single one of my breakups historically. So I have now got to a point where I think, this is not to say I have the bravery to do this, but I think in the perfect world, if I ever knew someone was being cheated on, I would want to tell them, whether I was close to them, whether I wasn't, you know, whether they were, I thought the person might redeem themselves, you know, the person who was guilty. Because I think ultimately, the situation you describe, I wouldn't now go back and tell the person because that, you know, sure. How unnecessary was that? Yeah. But at the time, I feel like that woman should have been, maybe she knew, let's give her the benefit of the doubt. But if she didn't.
And that is possible.
I just kind of think, you know what, having been the cheated on, everyone deserves the right to know. Also, how embarrassing that other people know more about your relationship than you do. Like, how deeply embarrassing and shameful. I think now I would always want to hear it, no matter who it was from, because it hurts. But ultimately, it empowers you in a way that the cheating completely disempowers you and your relationship. And so personally, I would... In a perfect world, I would always want people to know and always tell people and have that honesty that I was given by someone, even though it was really tough. Mm-hmm. But I get why people don't do it, because I don't know if I would be able to in push, came to shove.
Well, because I think with that as well, you're giving them the opportunity to make a choice.
It's a choice,
if you don't, you've robbed them of choice, which is not fair on any level. Mm. You want someone to have that choice. And as you said, it would be incredibly painful and difficult.
And the person might not want to hear it as well. Like that, you know, that's fair. If you end up telling someone who's your friend of a friend or whatever, like, they definitely might not want to hear it from you. But I would...
it's risky. You could lose a friend over this.
And
because sometimes we can be a bit partisan and think, oh, of course I'd tell and be honest. Mm. But actually, when it push comes to shove...
Yeah, and everyone's busy. You've got your own stuff going on in your relationship
and you're
whatever.
And you're hoping it might sort itself out.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't judge anyone who doesn't take that upon themselves, moral crusade to go and fix it, because maybe I wouldn't either. But having been in that position, I would... And thinking, like, there's another circumstance where, you know, one of my partner's friends of friends was cheating. And everyone knew. Literally everyone. Yeah. You'd go to the pub and everyone sitting there, bar her, knew.
Yeah.
You know what it becomes? Becomes that really common
knowledge. That just feels a bit cruel.
And it's like,
that wasn't, by the way, the situation I'm describing. It was only three or four.
Yeah.
Of us,
But you know the kind of situation I mean. I think probably everyone's been in one of those groups at uni or whatever, where it's like, literally everyone knows, bar the person who's being cheated on. And obviously it wouldn't like go up to them in a pub toilet and be like, hey, you know, guess what, heard this. But it does feel like, how can I know something so deeply like of your heart that you don't know? It's cruel. It's so cruel.
That feels sad. That does feel sad, and it feels cruel.
But I think often that's how these situations kind of manifest themselves, isn't it? Like initially just a couple of people know, and then a few people know, and then people tell their partners when they're cooking at home, and then, you know, all of a sudden most people in your friendship group know. And yeah, I just hate the idea that I would be like complicit in that, but have been.
So what about then the other sort of more part of the question, which is perhaps what I was focusing on a bit with the story I told, is what if you know a good friend of yours is cheating on their partner, and perhaps you don't know the partner that well?
Mm.
Then what do you do?
I would tend to pack it in. I would be really quite strict with them, as in, like, if you're not serious about this person, if you're you know, behaving this way, then you need... I have quite a high value for honor, and so I'm like, you need to honor them with your actions and with your, you know, with everything about you.
Because if you're not into it, then end.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, mate, if you're not doing this, then do them a disservice. Not disservice. Don't do them a disservice.
Don't do that.
Do them a disservice.
Look after them. I remember once I was dating somebody, and I wasn't cheating, but I remember my granddad saying, you know, he's very old school, when are you going to propose? And I remember saying, oh, I'm not going to. And he was just like, well, do you want to stay with her? And I was like, I don't know, probably not. And he's like, well, then you're not being very kind. Like, you're not. Okay. He really, like, kind of took
a man of wisdom is your granddad. We'll get him on the podcast.
He was going to say something completely different.
No, he was very much like, you're not being a gentleman. Like, you're keeping her from someone else. Mm. And that's not nice. Like, you're not being nice by staying with her.
Yeah.
And so I learned a lot from that at an early age, and been like, I would say to my friends, like, someone else out there could love that person really, really well, like they deserve, and you're robbing them of that. And I don't think that's fair.
You're right. There's this sort of warped idea. I've heard somebody say once that I think affairs are actually a good thing because it can hold a marriage together. So if they go off and do that.
Some people do say that.
No, I know. There is this
there's a school of thought.
Yeah.
School of thought. I wasn't going to say perceived wisdom because I didn't want the word wisdom anywhere near that sentence. But you're right, there's a school of thought that certain people do believe this. You know, people think that, well, you know, you're married, obviously you love that person, it sort of works well, but maybe things aren't particularly good in certain areas, or you miss the single life, or whatever it may be. So you go off and do the almost like an open relationship or an open marriage, although it may not be officially open.
Yes.
If you see what I mean.
Open to one party.
Yeah. I mean, in all your sort of writings and journalism and so on, so have you come across anything like that?
Yeah. And you come across, I think, kind of what you're alluding to there, where people kind of, you know, they still love the other person and their sex life has kind of hit the rocks, and so they pursue it as a purely sexual thing. You come across that quite a lot.
Yeah.
Sometimes with the person's consent, mostly without the other person's consent, or was kind of, you know, strong-armed that person into being like, let me do it, and then they kind of concede.
And so, well, the other person would, you know, go with it, but they don't really want to.
Well, you often hear that in sort of celebrity or famous people.
Yeah,
circles. There's certain people, rock stars or perhaps footballers, that they've been together with the same...
It's good
woman.
For the brand to stay together.
Yeah. Well, it's good for the brand, but not necessarily that. It doesn't have to be both are famous, because that certainly does whittle it down to the examples.
It's good to be. It's still. I think it's good to be like this glitzy married couple, even.
Indeed.
If, you know.
Yeah. Indeed. Yeah. There's easy examples, I'm sure we could all name, where clearly that person has been with the high school sweetheart since they were 16, and you think,
but we don't want to be done for defamation, so we're not going to be naming them.
But how many? Yeah, exactly. But how many world tours have they been on, or how many this, that, and the others? Like, quite clearly. It's almost as long as I don't see it, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, it's an open secret by that point, isn't it? I think in those situations where, you know, people justify it to themselves as, well, you know, if I'm allowed to do this, then I will be a better husband, better wife, better partner at home. Oh, to me, it's just so, I see what they mean in terms of, you know, well, if I'm allowed to go off and do this, then I'll stay with her on, you know, as well. But I just don't buy it myself.
It doesn't feel like love, like
want
the other person to do well.
I literally heard someone when I was at university say, well, if I shag loads of different other women, I won't get bored of her.
Wow.
I think the boredom's happened. I think it's past tense.
I mean,
the horse has bolted.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Is that logic, is it? Wow. I mean,
that the sad
part
about,
if I stop hitting, if I hit my head off the wall loads of times, like, it'll be nice when I stop. Yeah. Like, yeah, okay, that's logical as well, you know.
I think the sad part about so much of it is that people, you know, as a society, we really place high value on like monogamous relationships, and a lot of people take their value from that and kind of think, okay, well, if I stay in this relationship but I still live by all these other things that I want to do as well, then that will make me, you know, entirely happy. And actually just think, you know what, if you don't want to abide by the standards that are being set for you within the confines of a monogamous relationship, get out of it.
That's like a really good point.
I don't, you know, if people are kind of thinking, oh, well, you know, I won't get bored, well, just go, you know, you're not doing anyone a favor. Then I think, you know, you said kind of earlier on about, lost my train of thought. Someone else jump in.
Not all cultures think this, though. And then now this is going to sound sort of bad, but I'm going to be incredibly xenophobic. No, I'm not. Really. I remember when, which French president was it?
Sure.
It might have been Big Jacques.
Oh, the one.
Or Sarkozy.
Sarkozy. Oh, well, let's maybe not name
my French politics is not good.
Yeah. Scrub all that.
Is it French president recently? Chirac, Hollande, whoever it was,
one of them.
Yeah, and this person was alleged to have been in a relationship. That would be perfectly fine.
Good for them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well done.
Controversial.
having an affair, and I think the French public found out about this, and it was just like, oh, is he?
I think I heard that as
Whereas
well.
I think in Britain, and of course, I'm not suggesting that in France.
You're not talking about our current prime minister, are you?
At the time of recording, but I think in Britain, certainly we suggest that we're more bothered by that kind of thing. I don't know what the facts and figures are, because perhaps it would be the same across the board in terms of extramarital affairs or whatever. But do you find that there is, have you looked into other cultures before?
Yeah, and I think what you say about, I also have kind of read that this kind of, there's more of a nonchalance about, mm-hmm. oh, well, you know, that's just part and parcel of marriage, as yeah. if when you kind of sign up for marriage, you know that that's probably going to yeah. be, you know, part of it at some point. I don't know how much of that is actually true and how much of it, you know, compared to British attitudes is the case. But I think even, it's just, I don't even know if it is about culture. It's just about values, isn't it? And what, you know, you guys are married, like presumably that wasn't part of what you signed up for when you were, you know, fidelity
is in the promises.
It's cherished. It's right there. Yeah. It's already on your altar. It's right there.
Do you take this person? I'll try.
Yeah. I'll do my best.
I'll give it a shot. But if not, I'm out.
Will you stand up in front of your friends and family and all your loved ones and say to your soon to be partner, with my body, I honour you.
Which... And presumably because you want it, not yeah, because course, you feel yeah. an entire, you know, it's this thing about, well, you know, I kind of have to now and yeah. I'll go off. And see, well, no, if you don't want to be part yeah. of that marriage yeah, or part of that relationship, just get out.
Save yourself
understand.
20 grand, don't bother.
yeah.
It costs
yeah.
a fortune.
Yeah. 20 grand?
No, I don't know.
Thereabouts.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it is interesting, as you say, because that kind of attitude of, If you are in a marital relationship, or it doesn't have to be a long term relationship, you know,
yeah.
it's kind of like, oh, I would really love to go off and do this, that, and the other. Well, actually, you might need to sort of have a look at certain things within that relationship, you know, because you want to be satisfied in all areas.
And I do think it's a bit like what you were saying earlier, Sophie, about society. In the society we live in, we place such importance in being in a relationship, and I think sometimes people cling to the, I have to be in a relationship, I have to be moving on to the next step, to be getting married, to be doing all these things. And actually, maybe they're not happy. And maybe, like, actually what they need is to be single for a while. And that way they can do all the things they want to do, clearly. But I think there's this fear of, like, no, but, like, part of my worth is I'm in a relationship. I'm a girlfriend or a boyfriend or a fiancé or whatever.
Well, sometimes you hear people, I've heard people say a few times, kind of, well, you know, I'm this far in now, so I might as well just stay here. Or like, you know, I've invested this much time. Like,
wouldn't the other person love to hear that?
Yeah, it's not quite how it works.
If your wife said to you, so feels so special.
We've been together for 8 years or whatever it's been.
Well, there's no point in trying again now,
is
there? Yeah, it makes you feel special, that kind of stuff, doesn't it? Yeah. But I mean, what about you, Sarah? And if your friend of yours, very good friend of yours, was cheating on someone?
I think I'd be probably in a similar vein to Chris, probably less, because I know, Chris, you can give quite a stern word. I think I, like,
can I?
Are you saying you're too soft?
I mean, maybe a bit, but I would always go for a more softly approach. I certainly don't think I would speak to the other person. I think for me, that's probably where my line is, and that, like, I don't really feel like that's my place. But my place is to speak to my friend and to say to them, listen, like, what you're doing, like, this is, it's not good for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, let it, like, obviously it's bad for the other person, but, like, you are not, like, cheating is not good for you. It's not good for your soul. It's not good for how you feel about yourself. And, like, I just think, you know, if they're a close friend, I'm going to think they're better than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think I would try to lovingly be saying, like, listen, like, what's going on? And also, you know what? There's probably something deeper going on. Either they're unhappy in their relationship, or they're having some kind of their own self-esteem problems, and I would be wanting to say, like, listen, what's going on here?
Yeah.
But then
I think it's really interesting when you use that phrase, not my place to say something, and, you know, you really feel like it's not your place, you know, if they're outside of this immediate circle. And I don't know if I'd ever really, like, thought about it, like, maybe that's just personalities. Mm-hmm. I think everything's my place, but
that's
also because you've been cheated on, like, you and kind of know that
real fear. And I know what you mean. You kind of think, oh, it's not my business, won't get involved. And, you know, when you see something on the tube, like, oh no, don't want to get involved. But actually, having been through it, I kind of think if anyone knew something about me, about my relationship, and were keeping it from me, I would want them to tell me. Right. You know, I think. But maybe that's only having been through it and knowing how awful it can be. You kind of, that's not to say that if someone came up to me tomorrow and was like, by the way, this awful thing, that I wouldn't, you know, be really put out by it or really upset or really angry at them. But I think, you know,
they can do it in a certain way, in a certain
Yeah,
time.
Of course, there is a tone, not and a delivery the banner on to the that, isn't it?
If you're about
yeah.
to appear on BBC News or something and sort of someone
just put
back.
It up on not the telecom. Not, yeah. not now, not now. but I do, Yeah, I think I just, after having been through it, that I would always, always want that. And I'm glad this has now been recorded, so that I can refer back to it.
Is there a difficulty, though? Because sometimes people do get told that they've been cheated on and they stay in the relationship. And then we're like, oh, should I have said it? Or like, they kind of like, or they even, yeah, I know. And then we're a bit like, I don't really know how we're going to be friends. Now. Not how we're going to be friends,
what
but
if, what
there's,
if they say,
there's something in between you then. It's like, we both know this thing and we both know it's not right. And it could affect our friendship.
Yeah. And I mean, guess maybe I would just kind of think, maybe it's just selfish, but I would just kind of think, well, I've done what I had done as I would want someone to do to me, and I can rest easy with that. And yeah, okay, it's really awkward now, but hopefully in a couple of months or even in 10 years, if they turn around, they'll know that I was doing it for the right reasons.
But would they be aware that that could drive a wedge between your friendship?
Maybe, but then maybe it's not a good enough friendship in the first place. If that person then riles against you, which maybe I have done to people where I've kind of think you've given me bad news that I didn't want to hear, even though I probably deep down know that there's truth in it. My mum actually, when we were kids, I remember this playing out. She went to the gym, the local leisure centre, and there was a husband of a woman who was at school with us, and she saw him like getting off with this other woman in the car park.
Not
like,
at the leisure not centre. At the leisure centre.
Good use of the term getting
off. Yeah, I've not heard getting off in a while.
Getting off in a while.
Brilliant. Snogging. Having
smooch.
A snog in the car park. Really romantic. And my mum really like agonised over whether or not to tell his wife. Mm. Someone she didn't know very well, but kind of, knew well enough to know it was her husband. And she did in the end. And it was... the woman completely refused to hear it, and they're still together today, I believe. Mm. And so, yeah, it's really tough. Like, people don't want to hear it often, and, will make their decision maybe to stay. But I think my mum and me subsequently, I just feel easy knowing that I'd done to someone else what I would want done for me.
You can sleep better at night, can't you?
Yeah, because it's a service to that other person. It's like, well, this is awkward as hell for me as well. Like, it would be easier to walk away and pretend I hadn't seen it. But,
Well, it's like what you say, Chris, honouring someone can sometimes be uncomfortable or something, and it's up to them what they do with that information.
Yeah, but it is, to have that information and to withhold it from someone for fear of the awkwardness, I think is, not something that we should be priding ourselves on.
Yeah, I think it's a good place to end it. Ultimately, ladies and gentlemen, honesty is the best.
That was a knotty one, wasn't it?
Good doesn't always mean easy. That's the thing, isn't it? It might be the right thing to do.
I know. You can tell he's a trainee.
It's that word of the day, toilet paper.
Yeah, fair enough.
Every squirrel.
Sophie, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Where can people find you? You're on Twitter, obviously.
I am on Twitter, SCF Gallagher. And I was about to say on Instagram, but I don't want people following me on Twitter. So Twitter it is.
We'll do check out Sophie on Twitter because you've got writings and all sorts of things going on.
I do have writings, yes.
Indeed, yeah, writings and photoings. And, no, but pleasure, Sophie. And of course, we're on Twitter at AQQAPod. Thank you very much, Chris.
Nice one.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks.
Thank you, Sophie.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Thank you, everybody. And we'll see you next week.